Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in local news. News being brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. In local news, the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office reported on Tuesday that they are investigating the death of an 11-month-old boy in Bagley. On Friday, August 10th, at approximately 8:19 p.m., the Guthrie County Sheriff's Office received a 911 call about an unresponsive 11-month-old boy at 300 First Avenue in Bagley. The mother, Sierra Brasino, said she had been giving her son a bath and left him unattended for a short time. She then found him unresponsive in the tub. CPR performed on the boy was unsuccessful. The Guthrie County Sheriff's Office continues to investigate that incident. KJAN News Time is 7:07.
I don't get it.
Get what?
I don't get that. Even though Lindeman Tractor's been a dealer for 8 years.
A lot of producers don't realize we're a MacDon dealer.
Yeah, and the fact that we have a whole crew of service guys who know MacDon heads inside
and
out.
And still, there are those who don't know Lindeman Tractor is a MacDon dealer. So I think we should let people know that we are a MacDon dealer.
And that MacDon has come out with a new FD1 model, built so the drum speed matches your machine, regardless of color.
Yep, and they've added a second hydraulic pump, so you harvest with greater capacity and with a more reliable head.
And don't forget the in-cab draper control that allows you to turn off the side drapers if you get into a slug-plug situation.
And finally, our factory-installed lateral tilt option that makes your wider heads work even better in our hilly terrain.
You better let them know we still have some of our early order stock on hand, but supplies are limited.
So call now. Lindeman Tractor, your MacDon dealer in Atlantic.
In other local news, authorities say an Iowa man died after his car collided with two other vehicles at an intersection near an Omaha suburb. The crash occurred about 4:30 p.m. Monday, just south of Papillion. The Sarpy County Sheriff's Office says a car driven by 63-year-old Kevin Lindgren of Malvern, Iowa, was attempting to turn left when it was hit by a northbound sport utility vehicle. A third vehicle was also hit in the collision. Lindgren was pronounced dead at the scene. The two other drivers, both from Nebraska, were not injured. Officials with the Iowa Department of Public Safety on Tuesday released a report on an officer-involved shooting in Creston. That incident began around 11:55 p.m. Monday when the Union County Dispatch Center received a 911 call in reference to a report of a male subject with a gun sitting on a bench in McKinley Park in Creston. Creston Police Department and the Union County Sheriff's Office responded to McKinley Park, where they were able to locate the male, and they ordered him to show his hands. The male then refused to obey orders and approached and advanced quickly on officers. An officer with the Creston PD engaged the subject and fired his weapon, striking the male subject. He was given medical aid immediately, but later died from his injuries. The body has been transported to the Iowa Office of the State Medical Examiner in Ankeny, where an autopsy will be conducted today. The officer involved in the incident has been placed on paid administrative leave per Creston Police Department policy until the completion of the investigation. Creston Police Department is being assisted in the investigation by agents from the Iowa Division of Criminal Investigation and the crime scene team from the DCI Criminalistics Laboratory. No additional information will be released at this time. The Adams County Sheriff's Office and multiple other agencies are searching for a missing person. That individual is an elderly female wearing a blue nightgown and shoes who went missing at approximately 10 p.m. Monday and was traveling in an unknown direction from the 1400 block of Poplar in northern Adams County. If you have any information or see anything, you can contact dispatch at 641-322-4444 or dial 911 right away. Another candidate has filed nomination papers for a seat on the Cass County Ag Extension Council. Cass County Deputy Auditor Sherry Carnes reports Jeb Peck of Griswold filed papers Tuesday in advance of the November 6th general election. Last week, it was announced that Christy Plegman of Cumberland and Chad Becker of Wyota had filed to have their names appear on the November 6th ballot for the same position. Candidates have until August 29th to submit their nomination petition papers. There are five positions open on the Ag Extension Council. Each is a four-year term. Officials with the Iowa Department of Transportation Sioux City Construction Office said Tuesday work is set for bridge beams on Interstate 29 bridge over Floyd Boulevard in Sioux City and will require closing Floyd Boulevard from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. on Saturday, weather permitting. Motorists wanting to go southbound I-29 will be directed around the work zone by traveling onto I-29 and then left on Wesley Parkway and then left on the southbound on-ramp. Motorists wanting to exit southbound I-29 to Floyd Boulevard will take exit 149 to Wesley Parkway and utilize surface streets to Floyd Boulevard. The Atlantic City Council this evening is expected to act on approving the changing of a street name to honor one of Atlantic's most famous graduates. The City Council meeting begins at 5:30 p.m. at City Hall. And if approved, East 11th Street between Lynn Street to South Olive Street will be named Ed Podolak Drive. The selected street is north of the Schuler Elementary and Middle School and south of the undeveloped land owned by the Atlantic School District. No property address changes will be required in connection with the name change. The 70-year-old Podolak, a Super Bowl champion, was born and raised in Atlantic. He played college football at the University of Iowa and also is a former professional football player for the Kansas City Chiefs. He currently serves as the color commentator for Iowa Hawkeyes football alongside Gary Dolphin. Podolak will be honored this Sunday during the Atlantic Sesquicentennial Block Party, which takes place at the Atlantic Middle School from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. The ceremony for the dedication of the street for Ed Podolak will take place in the Trojan Bowl beginning at 2 p.m. In other business, the Atlantic City Council will act on adopting a key policy for City Hall in light of recent theft of keys from a city employee. The council will also act on appointing Alexis Fleener to the Community Promotion Commission and Megan Muherder to the Planning and Zoning Commission. The appointments are necessary due to Christina Bateman no longer being able to serve on those commissions. The council will also act on the third and final reading of an amended zoning ordinance and an amended animal control ordinance, as well as the first reading of an amended ordinance with regard to traffic code enforcement procedures, which calls for an increase in the fine for repeat regular parking offenses from $10 to $30, and for snow parking offenses from $25 to $50. The new rates are comparable to those assessed by cities of similar size. If the fine is not paid within 30 days, there's an additional $5 fee. The fine for parking in a handicapped spot without a proper permit is $100. Police Chief Dave Erickson has said the current fines for regular parking and snow parking offenses have not changed since 1997. This past winter, there were over 100 tickets written for snow parking offenses, which officials say is an unusually high amount. And an update to their agenda for today, Cass County Auditor Dale Sunderman on Monday sent out a new agenda for the Cass County Board of Supervisors. In the update, discussion and action on property tax abatement for the ADM elevator requested by Pipeline Foods LLC was removed from the schedule. They had requested the five-year property tax abatement during the supervisors' meeting August 8th, and it was taken under advisement at that time. Their plan is to acquire the facility in mid-September to use as an organic grain handling facility. The only action item now on the agenda today for the Board of Supervisors is to approve a beer permit for the 21st Century Co-op C-Store in Messina. And officials with the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce have proclaimed this past weekend's Atlantic Fest a success. The community-wide celebration had something for everyone and brought the entire community together. Bailey Smith, Executive Director at the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce, said Atlantic Fest 2018 was another great success, and we have received an overwhelming amount of positive comments from business owners, volunteers, participants, and vendors. Events like this one are successful when generous sponsors, dedicated volunteers, and the overall community come together to show their support. The annual road race kicked off Atlantic Fest with 121 racers filling West 6th Street. The overall winners included Craig Becker and Jazzy Daigle in the two-mile race, Jalen Peterson and Taylor McCready in the five-mile race, and Laney Brosom was the fastest two-mile walker for the day. All race results can be found at AtlanticIowa.com. The annual tractor ride started at the Cass County Fairgrounds and toured Pro Rail and Arnie's Artwork. The riders were treated to lunch as well, and this year around 40 tractors participated. Crafters filled West 5th Street, bringing in a great crowd. This year, 35 crafters took part in Atlantic Fest, bringing a variety of items for community members to enjoy, and food vendors also filled City Park and were placed throughout Chestnut Street. And the motorcycle show was coordinated by Michael Magers and Colby Hansen, and there was a car show as well. 45 bikes entered the show, bringing a great variety. Results from those shows can also be found at AtlanticIowa.com. That's a look at news. We'll check your funeral announcements next. News Time 716.
I don't get it.
Get what?
I don't get that. Even though Lindeman Tractor has been a dealer for 8 years.
A lot of producers don't realize we're a MacDon dealer.
Yeah, and the fact that we have a whole crew of service guys who know MacDon heads inside and out.
And still, there are those who don't know Lindeman Tractor is a MacDon dealer. So I think we should let people know that we are a MacDon dealer.
And that MacDon has come out with a new FD1 model, built so the drum speed matches your machine, regardless of color.
Yep, and they've added a second hydraulic pump, so you harvest with greater capacity and with a more reliable head.
And don't forget the in-cab draper control that allows you to turn off the side drapers if you get into a slug-plug situation.
And finally, our factory-installed lateral tilt option that makes your wider heads work even better in our hilly terrain.
You better let them know we still have some of our early order stock on hand, but supplies are limited.
So call now, Lindeman Tractor, your MacDon dealer in Atlantic.
In your funeral announcements, Lester L. Larson, age 91, of Audubon, died Sunday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Lester L. Larson will be held on Thursday at 10:30 a.m. at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Susan M. Mitchell, age 88, of Atlantic, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Susan M. Mitchell will be held Saturday at 10:30 a.m. at the First United Methodist Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home Atlantic has arrangements. Brian Opperly, age 62, of Marshalltown and formerly of Greenfield, died Sunday at the Iowa Veterans Home in Marshalltown. Services for Brian Opperly will be held at a later date. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield is in charge of arrangements. And Rocky Crowder, age 64, of Oakland, died Monday at home. Services for Rocky Crowder are pending at Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland. That's your news and funeral announcements. News brought to you by Lindeman Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.